أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا وحبيبنا وطبيب نفوسنا وشفيع ذنوبنا أبي القاسم محمد اللهم صل على محمد صلوات الله وسلامه عليه وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين الذين أذهب الله عنهم الرجس وطهرهم تطهيرا اللهم صل على محمد وعلى محمد. My dear brothers and sisters, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept our siyam, fasting, and to include us in the list of those people who are known as as-sa'imun. Because as-sa'imun, they will be among the victors on the day of Yawm al-Qiyamah. After the hisab, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will tell them to enter paradise through that gate which is known as Rayyan, the gate of those people who will not feel any thirst because they have been fasting in this world. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to include us in the list of those people, inshallah. My topic this evening, as I mentioned last night, is about Shia or Shias of Ali bin Abi Talib alayhi salam. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad. I would like to highlight, number one, why this topic, and number two, the meaning of Shia. Then, talking about Ahlul Haqq, we find that great personality by the name Ammar bin Yasir. Looking at the parents of Ammar bin Yasir, we come to know that they were the first family which attained Shahada. So we need to look a little bit about this great family. And looking at the Hijra of Ammar, looking at the issue of Taqiyya and Hijra to Medina and what he did there, talking about him as Rajulun Fiqh, the trustworthy person, looking at his life after the death of the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ala Muhammad. And of course mentioning the battle of Jamal as well as Siffin and conclusion. However, looking at the time, and I know brothers and sisters you are fasting, so I don't know whether we will be able to give the right of this great personality Ammar bin Yasir. If not tonight, we will continue with the topic tomorrow inshaAllah ta'ala. Now, the subject which I want to cover is Shia of Ali bin Abi Talib alayhi salam. Now, why this topic? It's because number one, we find that there is a lot of distortion, tahrif. When we talk about the word Shia, the word Shia is associated with negatives. If you meet with other Muslims and they ask you, are you Muslim? You say yes. What is your madhab? When you say I am Shia, then there is a lot of negatives. I'm sure brothers and sisters you can agree with me. So because of those negativities which are there, we need to talk about this particular subject to remove those negatives which are associated with the word Shia. So it is important for me to talk about this topic because of that, number one. And number two, when you say that I am Shia, it seems as if you have come with a new religion. Is that the case? We understand, no, it is not the case. Because the word Shia, you can trace it through the ahadith of the Holy Prophet. For example, when Surah Al-Bayyinah was revealed, لَمْ يَكُنِ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا مِنْ أَهْلِ الْكِتَابِ وَالْمُشْرِكِينَ, until the end of the surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا, those who believe in the surah, it says that to Imam Amirul Mu'mineen, that when he says, Ulaika hum khayrul bariya, Ulaika khayrul bariya, Ulaika hum khayrul bariya, the Holy Prophet talks to Imam Amirul Mu'mineen saying that, Hum wa shi'atuka ya Ali. These are you and your Shia, according to Jalaluddin Suyuti, for example, in Kitab Tafsirul Jalalain, he mentions this, and many other scholars of Tafsir. Why today, when we say Shia, it seems as if it's a new religion? So there is a need for us to clear that ambiguity, to say that Shiaism is not the new religion, it is the original of Islam, and that's why the Holy Prophet has mentioned this particular title. Now, talking about Shias of Ali, we will be talking about Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam and Ali bin Abi Talib alayhi salam. So we are not deviating from the original path, because we are bringing honor back to Rasulullah and to Amirul Mu'mineen and to his followers. And because of this, we need to discuss this particular subject. These days, when you talk to some Muslims, they say whenever we want to imitate some Sahabas who were at the time of the Holy Prophet, they would come with the name Salaf, as Salafus Saleh, that we need to talk about Salaf. Salaf means the good people who were at the time of the Holy Prophet, who we take them as our example. Now, you and me, sometimes we fear using the word Salaf, because Salaf today is associated with a particular group of people, even they call themselves as Salaf. However, someone like Ammar bin Yasir is among the Salaf. Some Salafists today, they don't talk about Salaf, real Salaf. Why? Because there is agenda there. So for us, we shouldn't feel ashamed to talk about Salafus Saleh, because these are the people who were with the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, and Ammar bin Yasir is one of them. We are talking about this topic because we want to learn the lessons which are very important to do with our life today. So looking at Ammar bin Yasir, we come to know that he was not only a great Sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, but he is and he was a proper companion of Amirul Mu'mineen Ali bin Abi Talib alayhi salam. Now looking at the word Shia, Shia, if you go back to the lexicons, you look at the word Shia, original, it comes from the three lettered word, Shin, Ya, and Ain. Sha-ya-a. In Sha-ya-a, you find Mushaya'a. In Mushaya'a, you find people who are known as Shia. So what's the meaning of that? The meaning is either a someone who is known as Shia, he is known as a follower. Shia, a follower of. So those people who follow Ali bin Abi Talib, they are known as Shia to Ali, because they follow Ali bin Abi Talib. That's number one. Shia are the people who are known as the party. So the word number two, Shia, means party, Hizb. Shia to Ali means the party of Ali bin Abi Talib. The party of Ali, the follower of Ali, Ali follows Rasulullah, Rasulullah follows Allah. So Ali bin Abi Talib is with Rasulullah, and Shia of Ali are with Rasulullah Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad. They are the party of Ali, because after the death of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there were many parties. Those who decided to stick with Imam Amirul Mu'mineen are known as Shia to Ali. So because of this, we need to establish that meaning. Yes, the meaning of Shia could be a follower of any other person. If you follow a particular leader, you can say, I am a Shia of that particular person. So sometimes it can be associated with a negative meaning, but today the word Shia has been established. You open any qamus, any dictionary, you look at the word Shia, they will say, Hum atba'u Ali ibn Abi Talib. They are the follower of Ali ibn Abi Talib. So talking about Shia, that is the meaning which we come across. We are not talking about their characteristics, but that time will come, insha'Allah ta'ala. When we talk about Ammar bin Yasir, as Shi'atu of Ali, we need to ask ourselves the question, why talking about Ammar bin Yasir? The reason, number one, is because Ammar is the sign of guidance. People used to know guidance whenever or wherever Ammar was. So Ammar bin Yasir is and was the sign of guidance, the specimen of justice and virtue of the highest order. Talking about Ammar bin Yasir, you talk about that pious person, a muttaqi, a wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ammar is praised for his spiritual merit. Ammar is praised for his dignity, which made him to be elevated to the summit of excellence. Talking about Ammar, you talk about those people, his life was full of ticks. There was no any X in his life. And that's why we need to talk about this great personality. Ammar bin Yasir is min ahlil haqq. He is one of the people of the truth. He was born in Makkah, as we understand. There are two accounts here. One which says that Ammar was born 4 years before Amul Fil, 4 years before the birth of the Holy Prophet. So he was older for 4 years compared to Rasulullah. Other account says, no, Ammar and Rasulullah were born in the same year. So they were in the same year at the time of the birth, and they were equal in terms of age. You look at the father of Ammar, his name is Yasir. Originally he was from Yemen, from the tribe of Midhij, the way they call it. And he migrated from Yemen to Makkah because of the drought which was in Yemen. So he moved to Makkah for life, to look for green pasture. And you look at the side of mother Sumayya, unfortunately, Binti Khayyat was that slave girl who was taken as a slave. As you know, in those olden times, there were people who used to buy other people and sell them like any commodity. Sumayya was sold as a slave, and she was a slave girl of Abu Hudhayfa. But this woman was so intelligent. She was a faithful lady, and she was a sincere woman. This Abu Hudhayfa was a good person, looking at Yasir without a wife, looking at Sumayya without a husband. He decided to marry the slave girl Sumayya to Yasir, and they became husband and wife. And Ammar was born in Makkah through these two personalities. When Ammar was born, looking at his characteristics, you find that he grew up in Makkah, well-mannered boy. He respected his parents. He respected his mother a lot. He respected his father as well. Among his good characteristics, most of the time he was silent. He was not a person who was known for his chit-chat. He always was quiet. People say as if angels were talking to him all the time. And this made him to be a very intelligent man. He came to be known as Abul Yaqdan. Abul Yaqdan, why? Because he always was the vigilant one. He used to find things in order for him to know the depth of it. And that's why before he became a Muslim, as you know, at the time people used to live in that age of ignorance, time of Jahiliyyah, Ammar bin Yasir one day saw Suhaib al-Rumi standing in front of the house which is known as Baytul Arqam bin Abil Arqam. When he saw Suhaib, he said, "Suhaib, what are you doing here?" Suhaib said, "I'm going to listen to the lecture of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam." Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Ammar bin Yasir decided to join Suhaib. When they went to this house, which is known the house of Al-Arqam bin Abil Arqam, they found many people who were new Muslims. When Ammar sat down to listen to the lectures of Rasulullah, he was captured by the words of Rasulullah. And how could he not be captured by the words of Rasulullah while the words were coming from the heart of Rasulullah? When he had the lectures, he said, "This is what I was looking for all these times. I wanted to hear something to do with Allah, because in Makkah there were many idols and people were idol worshippers. Ammar didn't like that." So he talked to Rasulullah and he became a Muslim based on the lectures and the lessons of Rasulullah. See the importance of muhadarat. See the importance of durus. See the importance of listening to the lectures. One lecture could change the life of someone for good or for worse. Ammar was changed for good because he listened to the lectures of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi. Now Rasulullah told Ammar, "Ammar, stay here. Don't go out, because if Quraysh, they will see you are coming out of this house, knowing that your father and mother, they are not originally from Makkah, you will be tortured." But Ammar said, "Okay, Ya Rasulullah, I will wait." Then he wanted to go to his parents. His father and mother were a bit worried because he delayed coming back to home. When he reached home, he was talking to his mother and his father, and they asked him, "Where were you?" He didn't hide anything. He said, "Father and mother, today I was listening to the lectures of Rasulullah. He is the messenger of Allah, and I have decided to become a Muslim." While he was walking inside his house, he knocked down one of the idols. His mother was a bit terrified. "Ammar, what are you doing? Look at you knocking at this god." Ammar said, "Mom, this is not God. This is just a statue. Why are you worshipping the statue?" Mother became angry. "Ammar, who taught you not to respect gods?" Ammar said, "Mom, this is not God, and I'm not going to respect it, because my God is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala." Then mother said, "I want to hear more about the teachings, preachings of Muhammad." Ammar said, "This is the opportunity for me to do da'wah, to do tabligh." He said, "Mother, Muhammad as messenger of Allah is teaching us to worship only one God. La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. He is teaching us." Sallallahu ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. He is teaching us to be good to our parents. He is teaching us to have good morals. He is teaching us to be good to our neighbors. And he is teaching us that all human beings are equal in the eyes of Allah. There is no that fadl of Arabi to non-Arabi, or to Ajam to Arabi. All are equal in the eyes of Allah. And he is teaching us men and women are equal in the eyes of Allah. Mother said, "This is the teachings of Muhammad?" He said, "Yes, ma'am. Not only that, he says if a woman would work hard in the eyes of Allah, even she can be better than a man." It was here the mother Sumayya started crying. And Ammar said, "Mother, what did I do to you? Did I say something which upset you?" Mother said, "No." And the father came, Yasir, to say, "No, your mom is remembering that before she was born, she had two sisters who were buried alive. They are seeing their mistake because they were only women, and that's why they were buried alive. And the mother cried. And the mother said that my father, your grandfather Ammar, didn't like that custom of burying baby girls alive. That's why my father decided to say a qasam or an oath to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that if Allah will bestow him another girl, he will not bury the girl alive. And that girl was me. If Muhammad is teaching this, I am ready to become a Muslim. And she became a Muslim, and the father, Yasir, became Muslim. According to historians, they say, after the family of Rasulullah, as a husband and wife and Imam Amirul Mu'mineen, they all are known as the first Muslims. There is no any other first family as a family to accept Islam like the family of Ammar and the father Yasir and the mother Sumayya. Unfortunately, because they were people, their background, they didn't have anyone to protect them. Then the case of Hamza becoming Muslim came into open. When Hamza became Muslim and he decided to be aggressive against Abu Jahl because he was aggressive to Rasulullah, Abu Jahl decided to punish all those Muslims who did not have any protection. The family which was attacked was the family of Yasir. And Abu Jahl decided to send people to the house of Yasir. Yasir was captured, Sumayya was captured, and Ammar was captured. And they were all flogged, lashed, and they were tortured for them to say that they denounced Islam. For the mother Sumayya, she was so strong that whenever Abu Jahl and his henchmen came to her to say the words to denounce Islam, the mother did not want to say that. She always say, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ala. Rasulullah passed by them. When he saw them being tortured, Rasulullah said to the family, Sabran ala Yasir. Inna maw'idakumul jannah. O sabran ala Yasir, fa inna maw'idakumul jannah. Be patient, O family of Yasir, because your final destination is Jannah, is paradise. And the torture continued until they decided to kill the mother of Ammar, and then they killed the father of Ammar. But Ammar was saved because he used the words of Taqiyah, which insha'Allah ta'ala we are going to discuss about this. Now looking at Sumayya and Yasir, we come to know that they were the first shuhada of Islam. It was because of Sumayya, today Muslim women can come to say women have a role to play within Islam. Because the first shahida was Sumayya. And of course the first shaheed was Yasir. And this is the first of shuhada. Why do we need to talk about Ammar? Because he is the son of shuhada. May Allah, we ask him sincerely to bless the family of Yasir, insha'Allah ta'ala. Insha'Allah, tomorrow we'll continue with this topic. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless all of us, insha'Allah, and to increase our tawfiqat, and to accept our fastings, and to accept our du'as, insha'Allah, and to bless this community abundantly. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we ask him to have mercy on our marhumin. Bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin. Wa sallallahu ala Muhammad wa alihi tahirin. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa alihi. Before I finish, I want to ask a question. Mu'mineen and mu'minat, can you hear me? If you can hear me, please loud salawat ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. Thank you very much. Now I ask you a question. Do you want us to have these lectures before Maghrib, Or do you want to have these lectures after Maghrib, after Iftar? Those who say after Iftar, please raise your hands. After Iftar. 1, 2, 3. No, there are a few people behind there. Okay, let us see. Before Iftar, raise your hands, please. Okay. Sallallahu Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad. Sallallahu Muhammad wa Ali. So we will have, inshallah, these lectures before Iftar. But with one condition. When we start the lectures, I see only few people. It's not good. Please come early. If you want to listen to the lectures, come early so that, inshallah, we share the information together. Finally, in Syria, you know there is shrine of Lady Zainab, salamullahi alayha. They bombed this shrine recently and the guard was killed. But alhamdulillah, the shrine is intact. Nothing has been done to the grave of Lady Zainab, salamullahi alayha. But we need to do something. That lady saved Islam. That lady conveyed the message of Ahlul Bayt to people. People of Syria didn't know Ahlul Bayt. Through Lady Zainab and Imam Sajjad alayhi salam, people became aware. We need to show respect to this lady. Now we need to arrange, inshallah, some programs in order for us to talk to the people to say that we are here, Labbaik ya Zainab, we are here to protect you. With whatever we have, inshallah, we will inform you what we want to do in order for us to show support to Lady Zainab salamullahi alayha. وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطاهرين